If you're thirsty for big business ideas and lessons learned from people who have started up or started over, you've come to the right place. We've got shots of inspiration mixed with a few ounces of advice, delivered straight up by movers and shakers in Saskatoon's business community. So pull up a chair. This round's on us. Welcome to Chamber on Tap.
Trina has arrived. Hello, Trina.
Well, hello, T-Bone. Glad to see your smiling face on this sunny summer day.
Nice to see you indoors on a beautiful outdoor day. Thank you for making special time for this event.
Of course.
Yeah. We've got an exciting day today. First things first, I love the little watermelon.
Yes.
It looks like watermelon. What is it?
It's Rice Krispie cake in the shape of watermelon.
Okay.
Just for this episode.
Props to the catering team.
Yes. Christina Smith. Yeah. She's a chamber member. Yeah. She's amazing.
Nice. Who's Nadine talking to?
We are listening to Christine from Owasis Boutique. I know everyone's seen her around.
Yeah.
This last little bit.
Award-winning Christine.
She won a Savex Award last year. And she's all over the place. This'll and she is wonderful.
You know what? She recorded a song in my studio once.
Did she really?
I wonder if we can get her to sing.
Yes. Let's do that.
Hit it, Christine.
So you're obviously a crafty and talented person in that way. So you're talking, were you making clothes already for your babies, or how did you hone this in?
Well, okay, so good question, because as I mentioned, I had two boys, and I remember with my first, I wanted to go fabric shopping. I thought, I wanted to get them like maybe some kind of Indigenous blanket or bib or, and I went to the fabric stores and I was asking, like, do you guys have any fabric in this, theme? And no, they were like, we don't carry stuff like that. Oh, okay. And I thought, there's got to be a market for this. And so I had done the basics, of course, of sewing and making them things. And so when I was starting to launch the business, I had things I had sewn for the boys, and I put them on buy and sell, like marketplace. And parents, mostly moms, were reaching out. Can you make one? Do you have more of those? Where did you get that fabric? And so that sort of was part of that snowball of, okay, there's got to be something to this.
That's interesting. So growing up in Saskatoon, would you have ever seen or had exposure to traditional garments at a retail location, or were these all homemade or handmade things in your experience?
Well, I mean, kind of going back to, growing up, it was a different experience in the sense of I wasn't proud of being Indigenous. I wasn't proud of being colored. There was a lot of shame and a lot of, I hid that a lot. So I remember being in social circles and they'd be cracking jokes or whatever. And it was like, oh yeah, well, aren't you? You're one of those, right? You're a stat. And I remember being like, no, I'm not. I didn't want to associate. So it wasn't until I was 19 when I went to university that I truly was able to be like, wait a second, this isn't normal. This isn't right. I want to dig deep and I want to learn and I want to be able to be proud of who I am, but then also share that with others so that we can all be proud of who we are. So, so there wasn't a whole lot of, traditional garments or products or wear that was something that was proud outwardly to everybody else.
Well, it's amazing that you're working to change that narrative. I'm sure there's still lots of work to do in that area, but if you think back to you as a younger person, knowing what you know now, it would be hard to feel like, wow, as a little girl, I wasn't proud of who I was.
Yes.
So potentially changing that experience for other youth going forward. Is that part of your mission through Owasis Boutique?
100%. Oh yeah. So right from the get-go of putting sort of the vision together, the mission, what it's so much more than a tee, but how, why, and that's just it. It's so that these little ones, right from when they're babies, can have something that it's that's who I am. And not have to hide it. And see that they too have opportunities, to go into entrepreneurship, education, whatever it is. Because I was also a first-gen post-secondary grad. It was never on our radar. It was you're not smart enough. it's not going to happen. Don't even think about it. So I was like, okay, well. And it wasn't until a teacher, a wonderful, wonderful teacher, who mentioned to me one day, like, what are you going to do when you're done? And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, you're going to graduate soon. Like, well, I'm going to work. And nothing against working. But it that mindset of, like, the possibilities was not something that I often thought about. And she sort of planted that seed. And I think that's the power of, like, what we're doing through Oasis, is you sort of plant those seeds. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we watch them grow and flourish from there.
Well, that's remarkable. So your business, 2018 is when you started?
Yeah.
Okay, so those first couple sales or those first touch points, how did that feel and what was going on at that time? How were you managing your two little kids at home? Are you sewing these things? Are you outsourcing? What's going on?
Oh, God, yeah. So like anybody that's obviously started something from scratch, you know that it's like the first few years, but especially that first year is absolute chaos. Like you got this adrenaline, this excitement. You know, I was up till 2 trying to figure out how to use Instagram because I didn't know how to use it. I was texting my brother. I was like, how do I post a story? What are hashtags? And of course he kept sending me like eye rolling emojis like, oh my God, like you're so old. Right? I was like 33, but whatever. And so there was a lot of that, but again, mostly at night, because I was like, hey, my kiddos are sleeping. Yeah. I can just go hard. So whipping out all the onesies on the island. I had a heat press that I was just giving her. I'd lay everything out on couches, sort of like on the arms, on the kitchen table. And so often when the boys would come down in the morning, they'd be like, oh my gosh, Mom, like, you made a big mess, right? Like, there are onesies everywhere. And they were so good about, like, don't touch them. Like, those are for people. And so we just sort of made it work. And I had a little office with a sewing machine. And my sweet babe, who was, I mean, I guess he was about 14, 15 months. And I'd be pinning fabrics. I'd have to get these orders out. And he'd want to help me. And I thought, these are sharp. Like, maybe no. But he wanted to stick right by me. And so I was like, well, maybe I can teach him how you hold this. And sure enough, he would just pick up the pin by, like, there'd be like a little piece, I guess, that wasn't like pokey, the other opposite end. And he'd just hear mama, hear mama. And he'd pick them up one by one. And he would help me. And it's like, wow, like to think of those days, which some of you can relate, that hustle, that grind, that is this going to work? Like, what the hell am I doing? And to get your first order, like 100 onesies, was like, yeah, we hit the jackpot. Like, we got something here. Yeah.
That's amazing. And it just, I can, as you're telling this story, I can see you and your, you know, children working together. How important was that for you to be able to still focus on your children while fulfilling this drive and this niche that you had discovered?
Well, and I'll try to do this without crying. When you say that, that's when the tears come. Because it was a very difficult stage of life, it was my saving grace. They were the motivator to get out of bed, mommy. Mommy, can we watch? You know, they like watching Bubble Guppies. Sometimes I wasn't sure if I could get through an hour, a week. And so those little faces would remind me, just because life takes a pivot and it changes, it's not over. There's other opportunities, and there's great things on the other side of opportunities with a lot of hard work and grit. And so to have them, I remember we had an interview at CTV News, and we had to be there at like 7 a.m., and I'm not a morning person, like not a morning person, but I thought, okay, we're gonna do this. So I remember getting them up, buckling them up. I had their breakfast already in a plate so they could eat on the way. And they were as happy as could be. And we pull in there and we were on time, miraculously. But they were just so excited, like, mommy, we're doing this, we're doing this. And so those kinds of moments when you start something new change you forever. So, and I know a lot of people don't really know the story behind the business, but that's truly the heartbeat of how this thing got started.
Gosh, thank you for sharing that and for being vulnerable. There is more to it than what we would see on the surface, right? And you're absolutely right. Sometimes we aren't always just doing things for ourselves. It's like, how can I take care of these children? Like, this is up to me. I got to find something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for sharing that part of it. And I can tell, I'm sure we can all tell in the room that you're not just in it for the brand or for the business. Like, there is a lot behind it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you had people reach out to you in ways after finding your clothing line or wearing it? You know, what kind of reactions have you had? How are you educating and improving our social situation here?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's been people that I'm out and about and they'll stop you and they'll just say, like, thank you for being a safe space. Thank you for allowing me to ask questions. And I always say, like, I don't know all the answers, but I tell you what, we're in this journey together. So I'm going to try my best to answer, and I'm going to just show up with you as we sort of move forward. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's been people that will share how, you know, this product, the shirt that I had, somebody stopped them, they asked them the questions, and they were able to educate. So it's that, you know, just that flow that, you know, we all sort of play this part in. So yeah, that's kind of been the reaction in that. And then, you know what, being on social media also can be tough. Not everybody is like, yeah. So, you know, I feel like it's so important to have some boundaries if someone starts, like, I'm all, let's have the difficult conversations. But as soon as you start demeaning, or if it's any kind of a bullying, it's like, nope, we're not going to go there. So I think that's very important to have and stick by.
No, absolutely. You're putting yourself out there, right? And yeah, the internet can be obviously a hostile place, but it can also be a very lovely place,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah,
I know you've had people reach out to you that maybe you never would have expected to drop into your life. And in particular, I know all of us were quite aware of the Every Child Matters, Every Life Matters, the orange shirt, I guess I would say, swept across the country. And
yeah,
unfortunately, due to the, you know, the terrible circumstances behind it, but that's just a, you know, a really obvious way of how branding and awareness can bring some cohesion and
yes,
some awareness. So to that, you had a lot of success in that realm.
Yes. Yes, that one. So I had started doing just small orders of those, of course, in like the first few years. But then, as you mentioned, once sort of the news unfolded in BC, literally, yeah, it was just sort of this wave across our country and people were wanting to help. And more people I found really wanted to listen and lean in. And it was like, okay, we can do this. But also it was very emotional, mm-hmm, right? So I remember there were times where I just had to tune out because it was very heavy, understandably. But people wanted to show their support, so it was like, okay, let's try 600 shirts. Let's, you know, we're gonna see if we can raise some money and create that awareness together. And 20 minutes, those 600 shirts sold out. So it was like, okay, people, they're here, they're showing up, so we're gonna show up with them. And then, of course, when the collaboration with Jillian Harris came to light, that one still, it's absolutely bananas. But yeah, it was obviously very successful. And so collectively, we were able to donate over, I think it was $50,000 within just like those few months to residential school survivors and their families. So powerful all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit more about Jillian Harris and the Jilly Box? So if any of you are familiar with
any
HGTV.
Jilly fans? Anybody? Yeah, there's a few. Okay, yes.
Yeah. So again, the positive power of internet is that you can have influencers who would literally help you and pull you along. What's your experience been with her?
Very positive. I feel like it'd be so fun to have a glass of wine with her. Like, she just seems like she's that bubbly personality. So the one thing I wanted to mention was, you know, I said before, like, you never know what's on the other side of an opportunity, and you never know if you don't ask. So there was one time she was in a store, one of her stories on our page, and she was wearing this orange sort of like a, I don't know, like a sweater. And I was like, hey, Jill, she had bought something for me previous. So she had already been following me. She was watching some of my content. And I just said, hey, like, that orange shirt sweater is fabulous on you. Could we ever do something in your Jilly Box that has orange? And she was like, yes, like, let me get in touch with my team and they will reach out to you. And within a week they did. And they said, Jill, you know, mentioned you had an idea. And I was like, oh God, what's the idea? Like, shoot, I didn't think they were gonna act on it right away. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, you gotta sort of get your thinking cap on. It was like, what if we do this? And it was like, yep. And when I first asked to, like, does she have a theme or, like, you know, something she want? No, she says, you have all reign to come up with the concept, and then if we need to tweak it from there, we will. So it was just a beautiful exchange of, like, yeah, we're going to give you that space and that opportunity to be creative, and we're going to just, yeah, work together on this. Yeah.
Well, it's so powerful. And to your point, you don't know unless you ask what it's going to be. And so for entrepreneurs, I say that as well. Like, it never hurts to ask.
Yeah.
You know, if you had just been, oh, I would love to work with Jillian someday, but you think that goal is too high.
Totally.
Then, yeah, you're selling yourself short.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, I knew influencers were a thing, but oh my God, like, there are huge Jilly Box fans. Like, I just, you know, be getting groceries and it was like, oh, you're the orange shirt girl. I'm like, whoa, okay, I guess so, right? Like, and then people were like, they sold out so fast. I was so sad I couldn't get one. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Like, we didn't anticipate, like, the first round we had done over 1,000 shirts. And that was through just the Jilly Box. So when I signed the contract, it was like, this is going to go on their website. And yeah, sure, okay. Those ones, 20 minutes out, and then they were getting emails, I was getting emails, do you have more, can we get some? So they called me and they said, okay, because of the time frame, are you able to put some in your shop? We'll send a new contract and we'll give you the permission to sell in your shop. And, you know, it was like, oh God, like, can we do this? Can we pull this off? Let's give it a try. So we dove in, we did another over 1,000 shirts, and 4 minutes, they were gone. 4 minutes.
Gosh, that is mind-blowing. People just waiting there to...
Literally. Click. And you could see the analytics on the screen, like people popping up from all over Canada. And as soon as they went live, it was a boom. I was like, what? Like, I was refreshing. My kids were beside me, which, of course, that was a whole nother level. My mom was there, and I'm refreshing, zero, zero. And I said, that can't be. There's absolutely no way. And sure enough, when I went to the order page, it was like order after order, they were gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
So I guess when we talk about the milestones in your business, would you say that that was a moment where you thought, I have the power to influence, I have the power to change thought and to help people?
I feel like it was a very powerful moment, but also I was like, when we come together, look what can happen. And a lot of these customers were first timers. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of, yeah, what went through my mind is like, my goodness, yeah, like we can make change. And like you mentioned before, there's a lot of work to do, but little by little, every little step counts, right? Mm-hmm. So.
I want to ask you then sort of your goals for the future. Where do you want to see this going? We touched a little bit on, you want to focus on Canada, but are there any other, you used the words like the Jilly effect, right? The Jilly
right.
Box effect. So do you got anything else kind of brewing that's, that you can share, give us a little sneak peek into?
I mean, I can't answer that right
okay.
now.
Okay, we'll stay tuned if it's suspenseful moments.
But I feel like, you know, lately people have asked, like, are you going to open up a storefront? And so that's sort of been on the radar, is like, is it the right move? I mean, e-commerce, digital world, obviously so big right now, and we've done well with it. So does a person try that out? I don't know. So, you know, kind of get some things together and see if that's a good fit or...
Well, and I mean, it's really awesome that you can share that with us to go, I'm actually facing a big decision as an entrepreneur. What direction do I want to take my company? What are the risks? What are the advantages? Because you are in local stores here, which is probably a nice kind of compromise there.
100%. But I think the other thing which my staff can allude to is like having boxes in your house. So you've got boxes like, right? Like, yeah, you're legit like, okay, we've got 13 today. Okay, 10 tomorrow. Okay, wow, where are these going to go? And of course, my kids love it. They're just like racing their cars around. Like, Mom, can you make a maze? I'm like, oh God, okay. You know, so... How long do you keep doing that, right? So
that scalability where it's like, how do you distribute? You know, there's so many pieces to the puzzle there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I want to ask you before I turn it over to the audience, because they're just patiently waiting, but I can see the wheels turning. We talked a little bit about success and proud moments. What are you most proud of? What brings you joy? It can be in the business or out, but really what makes you tick?
Well, definitely my boys, mentioned many times. And honestly, I do think back to like my history, say, and like just some of my family's history of just, again, like the guilt, the shame, and like just breaking barriers, you know, and just knowing that it's possible, and, you know, having the younger ones kind of see that and have that modeled before them, because, you know, we all look up to people, you know, it's just a fact. And so when it's really personal to you, I feel like that sort of gives you that extra drive of like, oh, I can do that too. So yeah, I feel like that would be my answer.
No, breaking barriers are important, and you're a fantastic spokeswoman, very strong, very well-spoken, and very passionate, and I can see great things ahead for you.
As of this morning, we had gotten a very exciting email. So this summer, we are going to be working with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Wow! Oh my gosh, that's huge!
I know. Right, yes. So just really exciting, and cannot wait to see that unfold.
Oh, that's awesome. Big round of applause for you. Thank you, Christine. Yeah.
This has been a distilled version of Chamber on Tap, a live event hosted monthly by the Greater Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce. Check out upcoming dates and speakers at saskatoonchamber.com, or follow the Chamber on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram using the handle @thechamberyxe.